B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast, everybody. It is Manny, Roy, Loren, Nicole, all in our studio, along with our interns today, Lindley and Shannon. You heard them on the radio if you were listening today around 9:30, and we are just so intrigued with you two because usually you get one intern who's hyper and one intern who's a little laid back, but you both are kind of really laid back. And Roy and I, it's a mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so good.
Shannon, you said on the radio today that you're going to game day.
Yeah.
How do I get into that?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, you live near me.
Yep. You live out near Cuthbertson, out towards Waxhaw.
Yeah.
What?
What game are you playing?
You're not going to game day with them.
I might bail on lunch and go to game day with her.
No. Well, we're like doing like game day and we're watching like The Bachelorette. And then
what time does this activity start?
Like, I'm probably going over at like 4.
4 p.m. Okay. Yeah.
Remember when we asked her on the air
if she wants to go to lunch
and she said no?
I want a nap so I can stay up. I went to bed at like 1.
Okay.
1:30. So I'm kind of tired.
So you slept for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Same here.
Nicole, our interns do not get enough sleep. I'm going to parent here.
Well, it's because they try to do a normal life and try to do this, and you can't do that.
No, you don't have a mic.
You got to talk into a microphone.
I remember when I was an intern, we had to be there at 5. I left at 10. Had class 11 to 2, and then I worked 3 to 10.
Oh.
And then I would go out.
Oh,
so, like,
my gosh.
I remember my internship, like, because I interned like 4 semesters because I just wouldn't leave. So I just was like, I'm staying.
Yeah.
And there were, I think, about 13 times throughout the year and a half that I stayed an intern that I did not sleep. Like, I would stop somewhere for breakfast and coffee on the way, and then I would just go.
I feel like when you're that young, though, you don't need that much sleep. Like, I mean,
you're right. I
worked and went to school and cheered and partied and did all that when I was in my early 20s,
too.
No, I did not. You shut your mouth.
Do
not start that.
You're from Miami.
No, but I mean, I was fine. Like, I mean, of course there would be times where I was tired, but like now if I'm tired, like I've told you before, if I go out the night before we have a show, I get to choose. Like, I can either drink and go home early, or I can stay out late and not drink. Like, I can't do
both
anymore.
What did you choose last time at the Blink concert?
I did not drink.
And you stayed out a little later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I get hammered, and I was hungover all of Sunday and for, like, Monday. My stomach was still in knots. I get, like, 2-day hangover.
Lindley and Shannon are interns, very reserved interns here in the studio with us. Let's go around the room. What do you think they drink?
As far as alcohol beverages?
Wait, not 21 yet.
21?
Yeah. All right,
no.
We'll take
right,
that off
game.
The table.
All right, you want to do soda?
When you turn 21, what cocktails are you looking forward to drinking?
I mean, I don't drink. Even I mean, I know I'm underage, but I'm
not. I know, I get you're winking at me. Yeah. I get it, yeah.
But what would be your choice?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think I know, like, at what any alcoholic beverages.
I thought she was on her way to give you an answer.
Good answers. You
know, I was thinking, I guess.
I would probably be, like, more, like, mixed drink. Not
okay.
Like,
yeah,
for
like
some
a,
fruity?
Mike's yeah.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. You don't
Mike
like
Claus.
That?
Probably not.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
all right. Who knows?
Yeah, favorite food. Lindley doesn't like tacos.
Probably Italian food.
Oh, Italian
parm,
is good.
Chicken parm sandwich. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I
Lindley?
I have chicken parm for my birthday.
Mm. Where
That's
do you
a
go?
Good play.
I'm Italian.
I know. So your mama makes it?
Mm-hmm. My mom and dad make it.
God, I want to go over there. How do I get invited to her house?
If you keep asking it enough, an awkward invitation will come.
Yeah, because I bet you walk in, it smells. They have vino, wine's flowing.
Followed by a restraining order.
I mean, yeah, what's your favorite food, Lindley?
Probably dessert.
Dessert's
That's
your favorite,
my favorite food.
Food. Specific desserts?
Anything sweet. I just love chocolate on chocolate on chocolate.
We gave you something chocolate the other day, and you really enjoyed it. Was it a cookie? Remember we had something in here? And she goes, I'll take it.
Peanut butter fudge.
Oh,
that's
the fudge.
All I remember.
Yeah. I made peanut butter. Was it good fudge? Did I make good fudge?
It's really
good.
Yeah,
okay.
By the way, I'm no longer going to talk to Shannon because I just realized that she comes from an Italian family, and this could be seen as disrespecting the family, and I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Why is that, you know, disrespecting what the family?
A because breaking your kneecap.
I'm not like, my dad's Italian, my mom's yeah, not.
That's all I need is an Italian dad yep. in my life to, mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. make me some cement shoes.
Hey, you invite yourself over?
what is your friend,
no,
Manny, he think?
No. We're from New York. I mean,
well, yeah. Oh, so you're probably connected. Right?
Hey, I knew my dad growing up in New Jersey. My dad had a guy whose first name was Joe. I won't say his last name, but he tells me stories now about how, you know, Joe was involved with dealings. And when they would go play golf, they would need cash to bet on the golf course. And my dad would drive with Joe, and Joe would be like, I got to stop by and get some money. And it wasn't the ATM machine.
Oh.
He would stop by to, like, car dealerships and different stores and stuff and collect, mm-hmm, you know, and then they would go bet.
Wow.
I'll be right back, Vince. I got to make a pickup.
Does your dad work for a trash collection company?
He's a retired cop.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
He had an in.
Was he a New York City cop?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back in the day, New York City cops, woof, they took business into their own hands.
Yeah.
Before body cams ruined everything. Can't have any fun anymore.
Yeah, all the illegal stuff had to stop.
So, you guys want to hear a story?
Sure.
Gather around. When I was in college, I drove from the New Jersey into New York City, Lindley, and there was a club that we would go to, and the club was filled to capacity, so they couldn't take us anymore, so we wanted to find something else to do. So my two friends found a lady of the night. You guys familiar with this?
Prostitute?
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm good. And this is 100% true story. And so I go to the bar, and next thing you know, I look out, and I see flashing lights behind me. So the two guys went into two – my two friends went into two different cars that were parked parallel on the street, and the cop is parked out in front of them. And so the cops busted them. But the cops didn't ticket them. They told them that if they go, hold your hands up. So my two friends are holding their hands up, and they go, you guys have any idea how to use those? And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, what the ladies are doing. You guys have any idea how to use those? And they're like, yeah. And he goes, listen, if you come back here and I catch you again, I'm going to break both of your arms. You'll never be able to use them again. Get out of here.
Look, listen to that.
True story, like in the 90s. Yeah. So he's like, and you could thank me later. And he told the ladies to get on their way. And I was like, oh, geez.
Did they still have to pay the ladies?
No. No refunds. But nothing happened. I don't think they got far.
Yeah, but policing now, all in all, is different. I remember just even in my hometown, when two people like were fighting, the police didn't respond, lights and sirens. They were like, it's just some country boys. They'll stop. But nowadays, people fight and start shooting each other. So
right. Yeah.
It escalates so quickly.
What questions do you have for us, Lindley and Shannon? Anything?
About life.
Want to ask Loren something? She's interesting.
I'm not that interesting.
You're pretty interesting.
All of you, everyone in this room is wildly interesting, and I don't think anyone understands it. Nothing to ask.
Do any of you watch The Bachelorette?
No, it sucks.
He never did.
It's the worst show that's ever been created.
No, Manny and I got into it. We weren't into this season, though.
No, I'm not big on Hannah.
I just like Tyler.
Oh, you think he's going to win?
I already know who wins.
Oh.
But it could be him.
You already know who wins?
Yeah.
Wow.
How?
Yeah.
Just Google it.
Yeah. It's true.
Really?
Okay. There's all kinds of like reality blog. Reality Steve ruins
Steve.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're supposed to quarantine these people so that nobody finds out.
I found out because I went on whoever won like their Instagram page and people were commenting under his picture.
Oh.
And that's how I found out.
Jed?
I don't want to ruin it for you anyone.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, yeah, Jed.
Yeah, but they're not together
anymore.
There's a guy
named Jed on the show.
It doesn't even matter.
No, because he had a girlfriend when he got onto the show, mm-hmm, and then the girlfriend called him out.
So did the girlfriend call him out, like, on tonight's episode?
I think tonight's episode they said that...
Because she says she has a lot of questions that she wants answered.
Yeah. I think they're going to show her breaking up with him.
When we were on reality TV, were there people breaking it down that deep for what we were doing?
I don't think so. Just you and, like, mostly Whitney, just you and Whitney.
There were, people would talk about that?
Did you know we were on a reality show for 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Including 18 season story arc, 18 episode story arc. Lindley, no. Shannon, yes.
Mm.
What was that show called?
Isn't it the My Big Something Life thing?
She's so scared to say fat.
Why are you looking at us that
She's
way?
She's staring at me and avoiding the term fat.
Isn't it My Big Fabulous Life?
My Big Plus Size Fabulous Life?
Yes, My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
That was the name of it.
No, it is.
Yeah, I think she was at my New Year's party.
Whitney.
Yeah.
Was she? Was there a film crew?
At your New Year's party?
Not like my, like my cul-de-sac. Like,
oh.
In Cuthbertson?
Yeah.
Was really? There a film crew?
No.
Oh.
Who knew who? I mean, what do you think? What do you mean you think? Like, because, listen, I love Wax on Cuthbertson, but if there was a reality star down there, I think people would know.
And she's very noticeable. She's sticks out of
her.
Damn! No, she is noticeable. Man. You know Whitney when you see her. She's... Because she's a star.
Nicole,
she's like the number...
She had like people following her, but there was no cameras or anything.
Why do you think she was there?
I have no idea.
A friend of a friend or something?
I tried to get my brother to go up to her and like...
You want to meet her? Roy, why don't you call her and see if she was in Cuthbertson at the...
you want me to call her right now?
At a New Year's Eve party, yeah.
Yeah. Ask her if she's in Lawson.
Lawson.
Yeah.
You're giving out your place where
Come
you live now.
Me.
Everybody stay away. Her dad's an ex-cop from New York City. Plus, you have a boyfriend, right?
No.
Mm. Lindley, you do. Somebody does. No. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, you're better off.
They're available. Loren, while we dial Whitney Way Thor on Roy's phone here, we have a personal number. Why don't you give her give them some good rules for dating?
Oh. You know what? I don't know that I should give my rules for dating because I wasn't a great dater.
Tell them how you met Dallas the first night. I think that's a good way to start.
Oh. So I met my husband on my 21st birthday in the Bahamas, and the cliff notes are that I threw up all over him, then tried to make out with him, then blacked out, then cut my foot open on the dance floor when I dropped a glass, and somehow made it back to my hotel room unscathed.
Okay. Good story. Thanks for filling time.
It was a cliff notes, you know. The full story is a good one.
If it wasn't her, this would be awkward.
You know, it's going to be awkward anyway. They haven't talked since the breakup.
Yeah.
Oh.
The breakup. that was a weird ring. I kind of thought.
She changed her number.
Wow.
Or she sent you a voicemail.
Have you texted her? Last time you texted with her.
Savage.
Text her back. She was in another country and I called her randomly. I don't think I've ever discussed this with anyone. So I called her one day randomly because I wanted...
By the way, we're talking about Whitney Way Thor from my Big Fat Fabulous, My Big Fabulous Life.
I called her one day because I wanted to talk about doing a podcast with her here at the radio station. And this was before I got information that she even moved here to Charlotte. And I called her and she was like in Indonesia. She was in some far away, literally on the opposite side of the world. And if it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, it was 3 a.m. there and I woke her up. She answered it only because she was tired and thought maybe it was like an emergency, I guess. And she told me, she's like, no, I'm here and I can't talk. And then she was like whispering. So there was someone else in the hotel room. She was whispering.
Mm.
And then we texted and said, hey, I'm so sorry. Follow up. I'd love to get you in at the radio station. And then she never got back in touch with me. And then I found out because I live in Southam, I found out that she not only lives here, but they're filming the show here. So, yeah. But as you could tell, she picks up my call when
yeah. And it was that weird number thing. It was like
message
number 3692.
Not available.
The person you called hates you. Number.
Oh, she blocked me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why she feels so bad. I've always liked her. I always thought she was good people.
Okay, real quick, before we get out of here from the Rap Party Podcast, you had to pay your bet today. You had to eat meatloaf, your least favorite food, and you almost gagged and puked in here and almost made Loren gag and puke.
Yeah, my stomach still tore up.
Walk us through that process.
Well, for a bet that I'm now no longer allowed to disclose, I had to eat.
Now, why is it that big of a deal?
The meatloaf's
not
that
big of a deal. Chef Lindley cooked
it.
Did it stink? Was it gross?
I mean, it
ain't good.
Didn't look like
actual food.
Thank you. It's not something you would ever want to eat, right? It's a mysterious meat with ketchup smothered on top of it. And there's like weird green and yellow stuff inside of it. And it was tough. And it didn't taste like steak. And it didn't taste like hamburger. It tastes like crap is what it tastes like. Smothered
in
ketchup. It looked
like dog meat, like dog food.
Like I could barely swallow it and chew it.
And next time you bet, let's not bet food for you.
That's ideal.
Let's bet your phone number like we did before. That's fun.
Can I give out my business number? Because it's a direct conflict of interest.
Everything is, clearly.
All right. Well, listen, this is a rap party podcast end. Thank you, Lindley. Thank you, Shannon.
Yep.
We love talking to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You guys really are interesting to Roy and I.
I feel like they're like, they could pass out in a nap at any moment. You know what I mean? Like, that's their energy level.
Yeah.
I'm not tired, actually.
Really? This is you?
I'm just here.
Really? So I'm just
existing.
Don't you want to give them Fireball and see what happens?
Kind of.
They're not 21.
Kind of. I want to be like, hey, I got you an all-paid trip to Hawaii, and I want to see how, you know what I mean? I want to see their reaction.
Yeah, like if you got called up to the Price is Right and you had to come down. Come on down.
This is it.
Lindley Johnson.
Hi, Lindley. You excited to be here?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean.
Yeah. I hope I win, but if not, you know. I
was just looking for the bathroom.
The road doesn't end.
Do you valet the parking?
What's your favorite game show?
Probably Family Feud.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. I play with my grandma.
You play Family Feud with your grandma?
Yeah.
Like online?
Facebook, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Is she good?
I mean, I answer most of it.
You do?
Yeah. She just kind of...
Oh, you play with her, not against her?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Her. Mm-hmm. Is she the Italian side?
She's married to my Italian grandfather.
Okay.
She's not.
Yeah, gotcha. Lindley, your favorite game show?
Family Feud? I like Family Feud, but I don't really watch a lot of like reality TV.
I'm surprised.
What do you do?
I'm not surprised. I'm kidding.
What's your interests and hobbies?
Okay.
I mostly watch Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Okay.
My parents even got rid of their cable because, I mean, it was just an extra expense at this point. Because they don't watch hundreds of the channels.
Favorite show on Prime?
I'm watching like an old one, like CSI Miami.
Okay.
I'm watching old like stuff like that.
All right.
You should watch Jane the Virgin.
No, I thought that show would be crap.
I watched on Netflix. I got into it for like a season or two, and then I get bored really easily between stuff.
You getting bored easily shocks me.
I try.
You ever drive home and just realize that you didn't want to do that anymore, and you just stop?
No, because I really want to get home.
Think of something else to do. No,
I'm very motivated to get home.
Okay.
Typewriter. Have you guys heard of this show? It's supposed to be scary.
I just watched the trailer. It looked really good.
I heard it's so scary that people can't sleep at night. People that are watching it are swearing not to watch it. It's a
Netflix
show.
It's all in a different language. You have to read the subtitles the whole time.
That's even scarier.
That's crap. Yeah. I hate those movies.
Do you guys like horror movies?
Not at all.
Yes.
Lindley, yes. Shannon,
I
no.
Think they're kind of funny, honestly.
What?
But they have to be like a good plot.
Like Friday the 13th, Jason.
Like when you see someone getting stabbed 80 times, you're giggling?
Yeah, that's funny to her. We found her sweet spot.
Yeah,
All right.
I could go on and on with you guys, but it's been 18 minutes.
Yeah, we got to end. This is like the longest rap party podcast, and all of it's us being amused by you.
Now, you do have your own internship podcast. Did you do a new one today?
No.
Okay, so there is one up there, though.
I thought they're supposed to do. I thought there's a schedule.
Buddy.
Nicole?
We can't force these two to do anything they don't want to do.
Okay.
Including the podcast. Just nothing to talk about today?
No.
Would your employer have liked it if you were hired and they're like, hey, do this, and you're like, eh.
We'll try.
I love these, too.
I know.
This is why I can't be a boss, because I would never fire anyone if they interest me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah. All right.
Did you guys get excited when the women's soccer team won the World Cup?
I don't like soccer. I like every other sport but soccer.
All right.
Sports.
Thank you, everybody. We're trying here, and we're losing ground. It's the Rap Party Podcast. Bye.
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 BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.